This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Biden administration is putting new sanctions on Russian state media outlet RT. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The U.S. is announcing new sanctions on a Russian state media outlet, accusing it of working closely with Moscow's military and intelligence operations. Washington had already sanctioned RT for working to spread Kremlin propaganda, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken's now accusing the outlet of going far beyond that.
Functioning like a de facto arm of Russia's intelligence apparatus.
Blinken says RT ran fundraising campaigns to outfit Russian troops in Ukraine.
This includes sniper rifles, suppressors, body armor, night vision equipment, drones.
And he says the U.S. will keep exposing the truth.
It's shining a bright light on what the Kremlin is trying to do under the cover of darkness.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Ukraine and Russia both say they're winning the battle for Kursk. VOA's Christina Manente has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday Ukraine's incursion into Russia's border region of Kursk had produced the desired result of slowing Moscow's advance on another front in the east of his country. Zelensky told a conference in Kyiv that Russia's counterattack in the Kursk region had also had no major successes, contradicting President Vladimir Putin's accounts of Russian advances on both fronts. Ukraine launched a surprise incursion on August 6th, pushing into the Russian territory and claiming control over dozens of settlements. Russia's defense ministry said on Friday its troops had taken back 10 villages out of the 100 that Kyiv had claimed. Reuters has not been able to verify battlefield reports from either side independently. Christina Manenti, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Donald Trump is not backing off on his immigration rhetoric. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Speaking in Los Angeles, Trump says he wants to be known as the border president.
We will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio. Large deportations. We're going to get these people out. We're bringing them back to Venezuela.
During the debate, Trump amplified false rumors Haitian immigrants in Springfield were taking and eating pets. Bomb threats set off the evacuation of schools and government buildings in Springfield.
No, the real threat is what's happening at our border, because you have thousands of people being killed by illegal migrants coming in.
National statistics show there's been no spike in violent crime in the major cities where many migrants have settled. At the White House, President Biden says he's heard enough from Trump.
Simply wrong. There's no place in America. This has to stop. What he's doing.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Longtime drug cartel leader Ismael Elmayo Zambada has pleaded not guilty to U.S. narcotics trafficking charges. Participating through a Spanish language interpreter, Zambada didn't speak at Friday's hearing except to give yes or no answers to a magistrate's standard questions about whether he understood procedures. Zambada also said he was feeling fine when asked. His lawyers entered the not guilty plea on his behalf. Zambada has been in U.S. custody since July 25th when he landed in a private plane at an airport outside El Paso, Texas, in the company of another fugitive cartel leader, according to federal authorities. The magistrate ordered him held until trial. A new Mpox vaccine for adults has been given the go-ahead by the World Health Organization. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
The World Health Organization has said it has granted its first authorization for use of a vaccine against Mpox in adults. The WHO called the Mpox vaccine approval an important step towards fighting the disease in Africa. The vaccine, created by Bavarian Nordic AS, will now be available for donors like UNICEF and Gavi, a vaccines alliance, to buy it. But supplies are limited because there's only a single manufacturer. The WHO chief called for an urgent scale-up of procurement, donations and rollout to get the vaccine where it's needed most, along with other response measures. I'm Karen Chamas.
The death toll in the aftermath of a typhoon in Vietnam has climbed to 233 as rescue workers recover more bodies from areas hit by landslides and flash floods. Floodwaters from the swollen Red River in the capital, Hanoi, were beginning to recede, but many neighborhoods remain inundated. Farther north, experts are predicting it could still be days before any relief is in sight. Typhoon Yagi made landfall Saturday, starting a week of heavy rains that have triggered flash floods and landslides, particularly in Vietnam's mountainous north. More than 100 people are still listed as missing as of Friday. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.